Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 10th of May, created for fellowship. Adam was created for the purpose of fellowship with Yahweh, through which life would be multiplied by offering to the creation over which he had been given dominion. Participation in this expression of Yahweh's everlasting covenant initiative is symbolized by the tree of life. When Jesus Christ was lifted up on the cross, he was the sum of both trees. In the course of his redemptive journey from Gethsemane to the cross, Jesus was bringing the old creation to an end under the judgment of God, and he was establishing a new heavens and earth. He was also multiplying his life so that it would become the new creation life that belongs to the sons of God, which is the divine nature. Through this work, which culminated on the cross, we see the two aspects of Yahweh's everlasting covenant initiative, creation and the multiplication of life through offering. Speaking of this fullness, which Christ embodied, the Apostle John wrote, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." John then explained, "And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace." We receive of this fullness through fellowship in Christ's offering and sufferings, as we eat and drink of the tree of life. However, we never become the source or origin of this life. Inherent in our creation and essential to our predestination as sons of God is fellowship with Yahweh at the tree of life. We will forever live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God in the agape meal. God's word will always provide us with the grace of life that is necessary to fulfill the works that belong to our name as a son of God. The references used in today's devotions are 1 John chapter 1 verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9, Isaiah chapter 65 verses 17 and 18, 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, John chapter 1 verse 14, John chapter 1 verse 16, and Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. For further study, John chapter 17.